Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, that's me. How's everybody doing today? I'm having a bit of a problem checking into the chat room. That chat room is part of Comedy Concepts Interactive. So we want to get that going on right away. I think we need to pick us out a theme song from the day, and I'll see if I can get this chat room up and cooking. Let's see. Let's just start a little brief rumba matumba, huh? Does that get you going? Here we go. Count it down. Here it comes. When it's going to end. We have Ginger 310 in the house and Guest 374. I'm in my small chat because I'm having problems with my big chat. Trying to get everything going at once. Why don't we listen to the comedy of Bob Greenberg today? There we go. Bob Greenberg, my buddy.
Bob Greenberg!
Look there for the band, folks. The band, you're doing a great job, fellas. Take five, it's all right. So I've been overeating. You know what scares me? Did you hear Swedish scientists, and it's hard to say Swedish, Swedish scientists have determined that when you overeat, you destroy brain cells. Now, I know I was fat. I know I was stupid. I've always been heavy, even as a kid. I remember one Halloween, I wanted to be a skeleton. Only skeletons don't come in husky. For me to go trick-or-treating, my grandmother had to sew my skeleton costume onto my white thermal underwear. So my friends and I, we go trick-or-treating and get to the first door, and the guy comes out to give us candy. Hey, it's Superman. Hey, it's Frankenstein. Hey, it's a fat boy in his underwear. Last Halloween, I didn't buy enough candy. Kids came to the door, I had nothing for them. So I gave them take out packs of sugar, which is candy in its purest form. When those ran out, I gave them take out packs of salt, pepper, soy sauce, duck sauce, hot mustard. I cleaned out that little shelf in my refrigerator. And did you know that 8 creamers make a glass of milk? You know that? Any married people out there? Any married people?
Yeah.
Oh, you admit it. Good, good, good. I met my wife for the first time at Macy's Santaland. She was an elf and I was a Santa. And things happen. Remember the first day I met her? I wanted to ask her out, but I got so tongue-tied and nervous I sounded like Lou Costello. Teresa, you want to go? Tried again. Teresa, hop in a tank! So finally comes Christmas Eve. It's the last day of Santa Land. It is a temporary job. I decide to go for broke. I walked right up to her and I said, Teresa, what a She said yes, and that was that. So that was it. We have a 5-year-old daughter now, so that's nice. And you know what? I still do Santa Claus. Well, I don't do Santa Claus. That's not nice. I still play Santa Claus, not all year round. I'm not a nun or anything, you know, at Christmas time. And I worked this one gig on the Upper East Side. The woman who hired me asked me, just before I went out to meet the people, if I would be politically correct. And I said to her, politically correct Santa? I had to, I'm paying you. I want a politically correct Santa. I said, fine. I had no idea what to do. I just went out there. Merry Christmas. Then happy Hanukkah. And joyous Kwanzaa. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, son. Have you been good? Not that it's bad to be bad. Good is good. Bad is good. It's all the same as Santa. Hello, girls. Ladies who are age challenged. You know who you are. Women, hear me roar. It's all the same as Santa. So I've done a lot of commercials, but you know the kind of commercials I like to watch are those ones that come on late at night, you know, when the guy owns the store, he can't afford actors, so he does the commercial himself. Are we on? Hi! My name is Fat Roy. And I own and operate Fat Roy's muffler repair shop. Located on Avenue J and Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn. repair shop. This week and this week only, we are giving away genuine Ming vases. Now, meet the family. This is my wife, Eunice, and my son, Fat Roy Jr. So, come on down to Fat Roy's. After all, this is our annual sale. So come on down, wrap what up. I said, be a free stamp. Thank you. Okay, before I leave, I'd like to do two impressions for you. First, here's my impression of John Candy in every film. And here's one of my personal favorites. Here is Jack Gleason doing Shakespeare. To be or not to be, oh, that is the question. And you know that I know. That you know that I'm the Prince of Denmark.
Bob Greenberg. You can Facebook friend him, and he's just a fun guy. What do we have going on here? Fast Eddie's in the house. Fast Eddie 72. Fast Eddie the Wacko Bob Show. Ginger 310. Guest 374. Healing for Inner Peace. Brooklyn getting a pro sports team for the first time since 1957. Well, I don't know how I feel about it. Let's see. Forget about it. That's what I put. My forget about it. Let's see. Who else is in the house? Betty Jo Tucker. I'm so sorry you have to call. You should complain to them that you have to call by phone to listen. Can you Skype it, Betty Jo, by phone so you don't have to pay for it? I hope you're not paying for it, Betty Jo. But I'm going to give you a plug right away since you're on the line. And that is every Tuesday, Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters with your host, Betty Jo Tucker. Next Tuesday, she's going to be featuring Ben Mankiewicz, The Birds, and Tippi Hedren. What a treat for film fans. I am still having nightmares about The Birds every time I see more than two gathered. Ben Mankiewicz is a Turner Classic Movies host, and he'll be there on September 11th to share the Movie Channel Network's plans for celebrating a 100th anniversary of Universal Pictures. First up, The Birds. Tippi, didn't you interview? I think, Betty Jo, you did interview Tippi Hedren, didn't you? She's an animal activist now. An interview with star Tippi Hedren, who talks about experience working with Alfred Hitchcock while filming in the classic horror film. Still haunts me. What I love about The Birds, though, and Hitchcock always had in some scene, he liked to use birds a lot, but if you notice in Psycho, there were bird pictures everywhere. So he did have like this kind of obsession with birds, but and loved birds. Did he do To Catch a Thief? Was that him too? But there were birds in the car, and they'd go left, they'd go right. That was always funny. He had a great sense of humor when it came to birds. Didn't he, Betty Jo? Who else is in the house? Healing Inner Peace. Are you a Blog Talk show? Post it if you are. Hey, you know who I want to play some... Katsumi Yoshihara. This guy is phenomenal. Let's see. Yoshihara's Stroll Road of the Night. And who do we have in there? Blog Talk, Cardio, Be Loved Now, Healing for Inner Peace. Oh, Healing for Inner Peace. Hi. Welcomes Lynn Sherrell, September 9th, 2012, Healing for Inner Peace. And Fast Eddie, hello in there. And Betty Jo Tucker, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Movie Attic Headquarters. And who am I forgetting? My friend George Bettinger, every day at 4 p.m. It's the George Bettinger Show. Always fun with George. I'm going to get some Georgie promos up here. Always a fun guy. Very talented actor as well. And if you look up George Bettinger, you're going to see that he's on a lot of stuff on the news. What's this one here? Here we go. Here's some George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, every day at 4 p.m. on 106 Hot Mix. And let's hear a little comedy of George.
Hey, buddy, guess what?
What is it, Smiling Ed? I'm trying to do my show.
I have a delivery for Mrs. Crumble.
Oh, a delivery for Mrs. Crumble. I guess you could leave it in the shop until she gets here.
All right, I gotta bring it in now. It's really heavy. Oh, I gotta pull this thing in.
What is that? What are you bringing in the shop?
This is a mechanical bull, buddy.
A mechanical bull in the mom and pop shop?
Yeah, it looks pretty impressive, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe Mrs. Crumble. She's 103 years old, and she wants a mechanical bull.
Well, you know how things are these days. Oh, yes. Open the door for Mrs. Crumble.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. It's me, your old friend, Mrs. Crumble.
Mrs. Crumble, there came a big, big, big delivery for you. It's a mechanical bull.
Hey, Georgie. Did my mechanical bull get here?
Yes. What is a mechanical bull doing in the middle of the mom and pop shop? What are you going to do with this?
Well, I don't want to get into too many details there, Georgie, but I wanted to get a mechanical bull as a birthday present for my Stanley.
A mechanical bull for Stanley? He's 104.
Well, yes, you see, we were reminiscing, and it would remind him of his old days when he was a rough rider with Teddy Roosevelt.
Ah, yes, he was a rough rider, indeed. There was no talcum powder at the time, no.
His receiver's off the hook.
I got an idea. Let's put her up there. Hoist her up there, my boy.
Okay, now get up there, Mrs. Crumble.
Well,
now,
before I let you know, don't tell Stanley about the present. And don't tell Stanley that me and Teddy were once an item.
I won't tell him.
Make him very jealous.
Okay.
All right.
Ah, bully for you, yeah.
Well, let's start her up.
Okay, let's plug it in. Here we go. Put your head on the door.
Oh, that George Bettinger, every day at 4 p.m., you could hear George Bettinger. Yes, always a lot of fun. I guess it's time for some Nancy Lombardo comedy. How about that?
Audience, I applaud you. Very, very pretty. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give a new one. I'm a mother of two. One's my husband. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French, 'cause I'm crazy. I love this movie. You're all so cute. I could beat you up with an escargot fork, but I won't. Hello. My name is Piaf. Rice Piaf. I've never been to France, but I've had their dressing. I've never been to Germany,
but they've had their measles.
I've never been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, but I faked it once. Alors, mes, we're French. We have a sense of humor. We have to, because we're French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw in a light bulb? Who needs light? Telling a joke again, never wanted to. What is she to do? Can't help it. I can't. I'm crazy. I'm crazy. But you know what? Therapy is not for everyone. It's for people with money. When I was in therapy, oh no, not you, Nancy. When I was in therapy, I really felt for all the money I was paying that I should be leaving with something each time. So I stole her pens, then her tissues, then her computer, but that was going too far. I couldn't go back again. And that's bad. You know what? Let me tell you something else about me. It was not easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. When I saw West Side Story, I said, oh my God, that's so my life. How'd they know? My mother was from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricane, sugarcane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying, because she would turn to me and just go, listen, mira. No me da pena ahora. I don't have time for this canal. Tú sabes what I'm saying, so don't. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? And even before her time. She had all these mom Puerto Rican wisdom. She liked, used to do cliches, if you will, or cliches. She used to go, mira, Nancy, listen to these cliches. It's going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh, my head. All right, she didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, me not asking. A man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer his little boy questions. I'll never forget the first day he turned to me and goes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked into his honest little eyes and I said, Honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka. I didn't want him to be terribly misinformed like I was growing up. When I was little, I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow. And she goes, where's your lady? If you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So, with that in mind, I did a little research, and I found this little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. Feel free to take notes if you want. Okay. Everybody give me a hum. 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 There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum. Who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom. A-searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hun, the hun, the stroking of a hun. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. He had only one X, G, and X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin, and that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. You guys are fantastic! You are the first chorus audience that ever did that for me! Yay! Yay for you! Okay, I'm going to pick on you because I like the look of you. What's your name, sir?
Greg.
Greg? What do you do for a living, Greg? You own a software company. Oh, that's very good. Do you have any hobbies, Greg?
Playing with my son.
I thought he was going to say something else. Playing with his son.
Playing with
my son. Yes, playing with your son. And you own Greg, you own a hardware company, like that hobbies, playing with your son. What's your favorite food?
Italian food.
Italian food. Good call, Greg. Greg, what a coincidence. I think I wrote a song about your life, and it goes like this. Hit it, if you can. Let's see. Is he in the booth? Here we go. Any other stuff about Greg? He's not there. All right, Greg, tell me more about yourself. It was a cue. I guess it's not. So, Greg, if you like it, there we go. Now you hit it. Now I got to do my dance. Ready? Just for you.
Find them at the WilshireComedyGroup.com, WilshireComedyGroup.com. So if you're looking for comedy for an event, or you want me, if you're looking for comedy for your event, go to my friend Alan and check him out at the WilshireComedyGroup.com. See what he has to offer for your next event. Also, Betty Jo Tucker, my loyal fellow movie host, she's in Colorado right now, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's going to be a scary Tuesday, the 11th, with Betty Jo and the Birds and Tippi Hedren. Tippi, Tippi. Remember her from Marnie? That was a scary one, too. Very scary. Who else do we have in there? Alan, spell your last name for me so I can just type it in there. Alan S. says thanks. Alan S., yes, check out the Wilshire Comedy Group. As I say, just join the room and I'll promote whatever you want. Who do we have? Fast Eddie, Wacko Bob Show, Fast Eddie 72. Fast Eddie, are you an actor too? I'm trying to remember. Healing for Inner Peace. That is great. Going to have to check that out. Alan Stressfield. Was it Streisfield or Streisfeld, like Barbara Streisand? Streisfeld, Alan Streisfeld at the Wilshire Comedy Group. Yeah, I met this guy. I was performing at the Ladies of Laughter contest, and he's a very nice guy there, very nice guy, very funny, too. A lot of women in that room that night, a lot of women. Hey, Betty Jo, this one's for you. I think you know what's coming. Here it comes. Boom.
I'm gonna blame it on my mother for what she did to me, for messing with my psyche since I was only three, for having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm gonna blame it on my mother every time I need. Blame it on my mother for every story that she told, like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died cause he was old. When she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me, I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. I'm not gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone,
say to see it right and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff, ruff.
You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me, me, pray to the Z. You make me.
Check her out. Ginger310, do I know you? Fast Eddie, I know you, but you didn't post your site, Fast Eddie. And Alan, feel free to post any more sites you want. I want to call him Streisfeld. I hope I pronounce it Streisfeld. Am I pronouncing it right? Very nice guy. Very funny guy, too. I read him. He has very funny jokes on the Facebook page, so why don't you Facebook him? Streis, like Streisand, F-E-L-D. Very, very funny guy. Yeah, we're having fun now. Oh, you know, nothing cheers me up like a good non-Western. How about you? I think so. Look out. Here she comes. It's Sister Vanessa.
Legend of a glacier, all dressed in black, six across her hip, my blood is back, yippee-yi-yay. Especially if you're about to get none. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo.
chat room. Thank you for tuning in. All guests, if I know you, give a shout-out about that. I would really like to know you even more. But now I feel like, I don't know, feeling that liking thing coming out. Uh-oh. Pilley, singing, P-I-L-L-E-Y, and Alan S. is still in the house, Wilshire Comedy Group. Check them out, Wilshire, on Wilshire Boulevard, WilshireComedyGroup.com. Check him out and Facebook friend him. Ginger310, do I know you? And I have some other guests just listening in, and Healing for Inner Peace, and that's Healing for, the number four, Inner Peace. I like that she uses the number four in that. It's a good number, the number four. Always good. Always good. Everything's going well. A lot of good things in the air. Let's see. I don't know. How are we feeling there, group? Feel free to post your sites or any upcoming event you might have because it's just fun to do on the Nancy Lombardo Show. Yes, it is. Oh, where's that one that Oh, here's this. I love this song by Tom Carosa from his CD Zesty. This is Betty Jo, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. She's going to have some spooky stuff on with Tippi Hendren, the Birds. Oh, boy, it's going to be fun. This one's for you, Betty Jo. Okay, Betty Jo at Movie Attic Headquarters. Check her out and Facebook friend her.
Cheese and eggs, holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell, is it coming from me?
Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of...
What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. Don't smell swell.
Catastrophic and gloomy.
Sort of like in touch to... I like that smell.
Carozza from his CD Zesty. Very funny. Fast Eddie in the House, Ginger 310. I lost inner peace. By that I mean inner peace was on the line and then she was gone. I don't know what happened there. Okay. Well, I hope she comes back to us. Says she's logged out. Okay. Don't know what that means in the scheme of things. Oh, gosh. Well, the time went fast, didn't it? Alan S. came and joined us, Fast Eddie, the Wacko Bob Show, every day at 9 a.m., I believe, and posted, if you're listening, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday, 4 p.m., it's going to be spooky, and that song was for her. So that was great, and that's Betty Jo Tucker. She mixes it up with all the celebrities. You don't want to mix that. The George Bettinger Show, every day at 4 p.m., except when you're listening to Betty Jo's show at 4 p.m. on Tuesdays. And I believe he has weekend shows as well. It's the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook. So Facebook friend them. They're very friendly, the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook. And listen to them at 106 Hot Mix. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. Inner Peace, I'm sorry you went away. I don't know where you went. My friend Alan S. on the line, Wilshire Comedy Group. Check him out. All right, let's go out with some Crazy Me again.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong. Unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that Panera food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Or did I feel foolish not to be confused with that? But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
number. And okay, and oh, I think maybe Inner Peace, is that you? Were you calling me? I might get caught off any now and then. Facebook me your question. Did you want to call in? Yeah, and I won't make fun of you. Okay. All right, Inner Peace, I'm so sorry. I apologize. Let me see if I can talk to you on the line. I think I'm going to get cut off. So, hello, you're on the air?
I'm here. Yeah, I was kicked out of the chat room. This is Mark, hearing from Peace.
Inner for Peace. Sorry, if you want to call back in again, another time. My show's it's probably going to end any minute now.
Yeah, I just want to let you know I was kicked out. It wasn't intentional.
Oh, all right. You know what? I had a power surge or something here. But that's terrific. But you want to call in next time I'm on?
I'd like to talk to you off air, though, because, the importance of comedy and stuff like that and some other things. So it would be great. You know, I'm a BTR host as well, as you know. So.
All right, I'm going to check you out. Go to my Facebook and message me your email, okay?
Okay, your Facebook. Okay, I'm on your website, so just look.
Comedy Concept, Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
All right? Okay, thank you. I got to click off now. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, bye.